Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Put your drink down. We're starting. God.
Sorry, Mom.
I have to keep you under control. Hi, I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and this is Mike Bazzelli, and we're here to talk to you about a wonderful, wonderful show we saw last night The City Theater, Hope and Gravity.
Yes.
Written by Michael Hollinger. And directed by Tracy Brigden. And what was one of the really cool things is this is a world premiere.
It was.
And
they were rewriting it as they were doing it.
Practically. I can't remember what night Tracy said it was the first night.
But Friday.
Friday. And the playwright was there and saw some changes he wanted to make. So Saturday they were on stage, on book, with the changes that had been made. And then Michael Hollinger saw some other things he wanted to change.
And so he added them.
And
that's
so
got to be really hard for the actors.
Fortunately, he allowed them to be on book.
Okay.
But it was just for a very short scene.
Oh, yeah.
And there were...
It was a funny scene, though, too.
Oh, it's the whole thing.
The whole show.
Was really funny.
It was laugh out. I laughed out loud. Wait, the guy in front of me was looking at me.
That's because you were coughing.
Well, that too. But still, I laughed a couple of times and he shot me a look.
A little too loudly.
Why are you laughing so hard?
It was
Why are you
funny.
Enjoying this so much?
But I was too.
It was really funny.
We were only about 10 minutes into the play and we looked at each other and just kind of went, I love this.
It's got to be one of the top things I've seen this week. No, it was really... It's hard to compare it with all the great theater we've seen lately.
I know.
But it's ranking up pretty high.
It really does.
Especially, it's a new work, and nobody's going to know about it yet, but it's really... Here's the story. The story, it's 9 characters played only by 5 actors?
Right.
Five goes into 9 how many times?
Do you want to say who they were?
Who the actors were?
Yeah, we don't want to say all the parts because we'll definitely get confused
who
played who. But it was not confusing when you watched it, but to remember the names of all the characters.
Did Robin Abramson?
Yes, who we just saw in Tribes.
Oh, I liked her in Tribes.
Yeah, okay. And I liked her in this very much. And then we had Daniel Krell.
Daniel Krell?
Who had one comedic scene, you know the one I mean, that had both of us in total hysterics when he was at the self-help weekend and what they were doing with that.
Oh, yeah, that was
That funny. Was really funny.
So we just lost the audience.
It was very funny.
Yeah, Daniel Krell did an amazing job in that, especially in that scene.
Yeah, Federico Rodriguez.
Correct. John Felch.
Who I thought was really...
Felch.
He felt like... every
Felch.
Every role that he played, he felt like the man next door, that when he was the elevator repairman.
He's the elevator repairman a couple of times, so yeah.
And he was some other things, but he just felt like the guy you knew, your buddy.
Yes.
Your friend. And we're forgetting this, the woman with the wonderful
Rebecca Harris,
whose voice I absolutely love. Did you notice her voice?
No.
It is so her diction and her voice. It's mellifluous. Just beautiful.
It's
to
mellifluous.
Listen to. Yeah, you.
That's the word we're looking for. Mellifluous.
I would like her to read me a bedtime story every night. I mean,
I didn't know you were into that.
No, but I just, her voice and the way she carries herself. She's an excellent actress. But the play itself, I think it's really cool that we're seeing a world premiere and everybody can see that. And the way it's evolving is really cool.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
I guess every night for 3 nights it was
it's been different
in one way or another. But there are 9 characters and they're basically 9 scenes, and the scenes are not necessarily chronological.
Oh no, that's what I like.
Which I love, because you would see something and something would be referred to, and then 2 or 3 scenes later it's like, oh,
right, it all
came
together.
That's what came before. That's so you get these little clues about the characters all the way through, and little clues about what's happening. And then at the very end, you see
it
how
it all comes together.
And how intricately.
Oh, it was a giant jigsaw puzzle. I'm looking at a piece of sky over here, and I got a piece of grass over here. But at the end of the show, I had a whole picture.
And not only the
whole tragic
picture,
sort of picture, actually.
Well, part of it, yeah. The very ending
yes.
that we saw actually spoiler was something scene. That happened
Spoilers.
Earlier.
Yes.
That we heard about earlier, but no, no. And the way they did the lighting at the end of that play was really, really effective. Did David Ostrovsky do the lighting? He usually does. He does it fairly frequently. Go ahead, cheat.
It was lighting designed by David Ostrovsky.
And what he did was just amazing how effective that thing that he did that I don't want
the
to spoil
thing that
it.
He did. The spoiler blank spoiler about the spoiler blank spoiler.
Yeah, it was. I thought that was phenomenal. But that play was just amazing. This playwright also wrote Opus and Incorruptible, both of which played at the City Theater, both of which I saw.
Oh.
So I was kind of excited to know that he was doing that.
I think Tracy Brigden did a marvelous job bringing everything together, especially working with a writer that's still changing things.
Well, yeah. I just think that the way it was written reminded me a little bit of that Kevin Bacon 6 degrees of separation.
Oh, yeah, a little
Only
bit.
This was maybe 1 degree of separation.
Yeah.
And to see how all these 9 characters' lives...
touched?
Yeah, not that they knew each other, but they knew somebody that...
Right.
Knew somebody.
And I know, it's sort of waiting for that, like, hey, aren't you the lady that does the thing at the thing? It's sort of waiting for that sort of moment.
Yeah, but I really want to see this again.
It's worth going to see again. It really is. Like I said, one of the best things we've seen in a while. Hope and Gravity, 2 unseen forces that are often playing in your life. One more than the other sometimes, I guess.
And I love that line in the play about hope and what was the other? I don't know, like hope, joy, faith, and how gravity pulls them down. Do you remember what that line? It was a wonderful line. I should have written it down.
I might have been coughing.
You might have.
I might have been annoying the guy in front of me.
Brother, you might have. Despite the fact that I sneaked a bottle of water in the theater.
Shh, don't tell everyone.
Oh, okay. Well, Brian will take that out.
Okay. Everybody go see Hope and Gravity down at the City Theater on the South Side.
Through May 25th.
May 25th? Oh, it's playing longer than the other things.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. You still have plenty of time. But go now. No, now.
This
now.
Minute.
Get the car keys and go
right.
now.
It's Monday. It's dark.
Oh, never mind. Okay, we'll go when you can.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.